I know that fourth hour is typically math hour around here, but let's do a little bit of math now, a little bit of God's math. God does have some interesting math equations. Some come from Bible stories like this one. One boy plus five loaves plus two fish times Jesus' power equals food for 5,000 men plus food for women and children plus 12 baskets of leftovers. And we could go on and on about Bible stories with math in it like that. But today, I want to just dwell on one passage. It's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Can you see the math equation in this very familiar passage? Well, let's break it into parts. The first part, the first value in blue, is God's love. Added to that is the sacrifice of His Son on the cross in yellow. And finally, in purple, is the result, eternal life. So, God's love plus Christ's cross equals my salvation. Let's take a closer look at it and break it down even further. Back to that blue initial part, we're going to talk about God's love. You know, He loves us enough to give us a family and friends. Yes. He even gives us Ned. And He gives us Christian education. He gives us a remarkable body designed with an intricacy and wisdom that man tries to imitate but will never duplicate. He gives us, out of His love, a variety of wildlife and a variety of plant life for our enjoyment, and providing a great abundance of all that we need for our earthly life. But when we see the word soul, it focuses our attention on part two. He loves us so much that He wanted to provide us with our greatest need, that of redemption by a Savior. And that redemption can be further broken down into three more parts. Yes, Christ did die for us on the cross, and that's obviously a huge part of redemption. But that was only one day of His life. In order for that sacrifice to mean anything, He first had to live a perfect life, and He did that for 33 years. And then, after His death, He rose from the dead. The Apostle Paul says that our faith, you know, what good would our faith be if He had not risen from the dead? Our faith would be in vain. I mean, what good would it be if we based our faith on a God who was dead and didn't have the power over death? So the resurrection was a critical part of this redemption process. All of these steps were. Our redemption can be illustrated as a comparison of spiritual bank accounts, if you will. Jesus' account was rich in righteousness. I don't have enough pluses there, but just to give you an idea. Yeah, He was very rich in righteousness. Plus, He had no sin. He had no debt on the left side. On the other hand, our account was significantly lacking in righteousness, but our debts were more than we could ever repay. But because of Jesus' vicarious atonement, where He substituted Himself for us, He took our place and switched accounts with us. He erased our debts while transferring His righteousness into our account. But our debts didn't simply just disappear. They had to show up somewhere. And that was in His account, which He had to pay for with His life. Amazingly, God sent Himself to pay Himself for the sins against Himself. And finally, in part 3 of our passage, John 3:16, it all results in salvation for you and for me. We have a wonderful eternal life waiting for us. It's important to note that God loves us so much that not only did He erase our debt in an act of sacrificial subtraction, but He also added to us the faith that we need to believe in Jesus in the first place. And every time we meet around His Word in times like this, our faith gets strengthened. This really is a loaded passage. And it's an equation that adds up to a heavenly destination for us. Now let's look at the other John 3:16. It's actually 1 John 3:16. Same writer, different book. He says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us." This passage enhances our previous mathematical equation a little bit. It connects God's love with the cross by using that word "is." God's love is the cross. And why does God connect His love with Christ's cross? Well, the Bible tells us it was for my salvation. Salvation is what God came to earth to bring me. Salvation, for my salvation, He led a perfect life. For my salvation, He was crucified and died. And for my salvation, He rose from the dead. So now, our equation looks like this. God's love equals Christ's cross, which equals my salvation. The fact that I'm saved has nothing to do with me and everything to do with God's love. God's love is where it starts, and it results in my salvation. So simple. My salvation is so simple, so awesome, and so worthy of my praise. And let's continue by singing the stanzas on the screen.